For today's Epiphany episode number 105, about the feels. So there's a lot to be said about how we deal with pain and being uncomfortable in our relationships. How we deal with others is a foundational part of who we are, a foundational part of how we love and how we receive love. Being scared of our feelings and the intensity of them can knock us off course of this limitless love because we are likely to avoid pain at any cost. And biologically, that's how we are wired. Whether we know it or not, we are very smart at recognizing when we might be hurt. And if you're feeling always on edge in relationships, scanning for danger, or making sure you don't mess up or say the wrong thing, you feel strung out. Like you're walking around a room with open mousetraps. And this is overwhelming and exhausting. And if you've been this way for a long time, it might be normal for you to have anxiety about others' reactions. But you may reach a point too when it doesn't feel normal and right anymore. You may reach a point when you know that it isn't you anymore. And here's the thing about feelings and emotional pain. They are great markers for growth. Our triggers can be our storytellers, but if we are ignoring them, pushing them down, or casting them aside, they're still there, but they go deeper and deeper in our psyche and in our bodies. And feeling like you aren't honoring yourself in this way is a great way to attract relationships that don't honor you too. And in order to feel the deep connected love that you want, you have to learn how to feel it all. When you step into healing, feelings don't seem scary anymore. You learn to use them as anchors. You learn to use them as signs. You learn to befriend them instead of rejecting them. And the best news is, you are not messed up. Learning how to feel feelings safely can be relearned. And it takes a lot less time than you think. You are remarkable. I see you already whole. I want you to see that too. And big love today.